Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Jana. How may I assist you?
Yes, my name is Clifford Berry, and I have something that was on my credit card that I did not authorize from you guys.
Can I have your zip code, please?
95926.
Your first and last name?
Clifford Berry.
Could it be under another name?
No, it's under that.
I'm not showing the account.
What about March 16th? Would the date help?
No, I'm not showing the account with that name that you're seeing.
Is this Swift Hands?
I'm a third-party call center, man. We handle over 100 different calls. That's why I was asking, could it have been under another name?
No, it was under Cliff Berry. And it's on his credit card for that amount on March 16th.
The only other way I'd be able to access the account is if I have the first six of your card number and the last four.
Okay, let me get it. Just give them the card number, I guess. Okay. Which numbers did you need?
The first six and the last four.
4100. And then 5079.
I need the first six, ma'am.
The first how much?
Six.
Oh, six. Okay. 4100-3904. Or, yeah, 39.
And that was, the last four was 5076.
5079.
Oh, 79, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
Could it be on the Cliff T?
Cliff T?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't. It's just under Clifford Berry.
Could you verify your email address?
The what?
Your email address.
Clifford Berry at sbcglobal.net. Is that the address for the right one? Okay.
Could you verify your shipping address?
What address?
Your shipping.
Oh, it would be 485 East Fourth Avenue.
Yes, the account is under Cliff T.
Cliff, no, it's just under, should be Cliff Berry.
The email address is correct that you confirm with that card number, and that shipping address is correct, but it says Cliff T.
They might have messed up because he's not a T, he's an N, Cliff N Berry.
I do understand, and I do see that the Vibe Watching Pods was ordered.
Oh, you do see it?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was for watching some earbuds.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It was not him.
You saying that it is not?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I'm not sure, but everything that you confirmed to me was correct. The email address, the shipping address, all of that was correct, even the card number.
But the name wasn't.
Ma'am.
Right. But the name wasn't, right?
Yeah, the name is the only thing. You say Cliff T.
Yeah. I don't know. And then it's the amount for $69.97. And we looked it up, and it said that you get a free watch or something.
Yes, it was only like a free trial for 14 days. And after 14 days, you was billed a full amount for that product.
Yeah, he didn't do that at all.
So are you stating that this was fraud? And
Yes,
someone
I
used his
am.
account?
Yes, I am.
Yes, ma'am. And we do take fraud very serious, and we do go above and beyond and press charges on anyone that have done fraud. So what
Good,
I would
good.
have to do is send this over to the fraud department. I
Well,
would have to.
he called the credit card place and they said to call you guys too. So,
Yes, ma'am. I will have to get you transferred over to the fraud department. Could you give me a
okay.
second, please, to get that together? I'm getting you transferred over right now.
Thank you.